ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಅಭ್ರಮಂ ಭಂಗರಹಿತಂ ಅಜಡಂ ವಿಮಲಂ ಸದಾ ಆನಂದತೀರ್ಥಮತ್ಲಂ ಭಜೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯಾಪಹಂ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತದುದ್ಧಾಂತ ವಿಧ್ವಂಸನ ವಿಚಕ್ಷಣ ಜಯತೀರ್ಥಾಕೃತ ನಿರ್ಭಾಸತಾಂ ನೋ ಹೃದಂಬರೆ ಅರ್ಥಿಕಲ್ಪಕಲ್ಪಯಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯರ್ಥಿಗಜಕೇಸರಿ ವ್ಯಾಸತೀರ್ಥ ಗುರುಭೂಯಾದ್ ಅಸ್ಮದಿಷ್ಟಾತ ಸಿದ್ಧಯೇ ತಪೋ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ವಿರಕ್ತಿಯಾದಿ ಸದ್ಗುಣೋಗಾಕರಾನಂ ವಾದಿರಾಜ ಗುರುನ್ ವಂದ್ಯ ಹೈಕ್ಯಾಶ್ರಿಯಾನ್ ಪೂಜ್ಯ ರಾಘವೇಂದ್ರಾಯ ಸತ್ಯಧರ್ಮರತಾಯ ಚ ಭಜತಾಂ ಕಲ್ಪವೃಕ್ಷಾಯ ನಮತಾಂ ಕಾಮಧೇನವೇ ದುರ್ವಾದಿ ಧ್ವಾಂತರವೇ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಂದೀವರೆಂದವೇ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಘವೇಂದ್ರ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮೋತ್ಯಂತೆಯಾಳವೆ ಆಪಾದಮುನಿ ಪರ್ಯಂತಂ ಗುರುನಾಮ ಆಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ಮರೆ ತಿನ ವಿಘ್ನ ಪ್ರಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಂಚ ಮನೋರಥಾ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ನಾನು ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕನ್ನಡ ಕನ್ನಡ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಬೋತ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ನೋ ಲೈಕ್ ನೋ ಇಫ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಂಫರ್ಟಬಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಕನ್ನಡ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫಾಲೋ ಇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ನೋ ವಿ ಇಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ reinforcing the thoughts, it will help that also. We are doing Vishnu Tattva Vinirnaya. Idu Acharya Madhva Pramada Vandu, one excellent work where all the basic concepts are covered. The basic requirement or basic theories that we need to make regarding Dharma, Adharma, Paramatma, Jiva, Paramatma, connection, all of that is covered in this one. So in the beginning part, it talks about the apaurusheyatva, that is authorlessness of Vedas. Vedas are eternal scriptures. So what we call authorless, akartruka, akartruka, sakartruka. Akartruka is authorless, sakartruka means is authored. So how can something be authorless? Any text, like Laukika text, if we see, we may say anonymous. Anonymous means unknown author. Unknown author is possible. How can there be unauthored? So for that, various arguments are put forth. And the last time the argument we looked at was apaurusheyatvam cha svatayeva siddham veda kartuh aprasiddehe. Unauthoredness of the Vedas is inherent because the Veda karta, there is no Veda karta aprasiddehe. That means nowhere it is mentioned so and so is the author of the Vedas, first thing. And then we talked about dharma, dharma. There has to be, like, if only other texts can give a position of dharma, dharma, there will be a lacuna, there will be an emptiness, that some point there will not be anything that depicts dharma, dharma, because authored means it has a beginning. See, the unauthoredness and beginninglessness go together. If something is authored, that means it has a beginning. Whenever the author wrote, that's when it started. So if there has to be a beginningless text which can establish dharma and adharma, then that text has to be unauthored, because an authored text has a beginning. A beginningness and authoredness go together. So that's why it says, okay, they say, okay, Vedas, there is no prasiddhi of author. And if Purapaksha says, as Purapaksha says, if it has an author, then we are assuming that it has an author. Then we are assuming that the author is unknown. Then we are assuming that there is no work that speaks of dharma and dharma, and there is no anadi work or beginningless work does not exist. And there is nothing that can propound paramatma and dharma dharma. There is nothing which can propound this without an author. So all these assumptions will go. So that's what is called Kalpana Gaurava. Actually, we talk about Occam's razor. Occam's razor, you might have heard of that, O-C-C-H-A-M-S, Occam's razor. Basically, that says theory of least assumptions. If something, I mean, suppose you have two positions. One is A, one is B regarding an aspect. A has a lesser assumptions. B has more assumptions. It's not that whichever has less assumptions is always correct and which has more assumptions is wrong. It's not like that, but it is an advantage. So the one with lesser assumptions has an advantage over one with more assumptions. They call Kalpana Gaurava. Kalpana means imagination. Gaurava means heaviness. Heaviness of assumptions. That's what Kalpana Gaurava is. So we talked about that apaurusheyatva is inherently present, that is authorlessness of Vedas, because the Veda is not Veda kartuha aprasiddehe. There is no prasiddhi. Veda maadidavanu obba niddane anta elliyu kandilla. Prasiddhiye illa. Adarinda aprasiddhau cha kartuhu tat kalpane. When there is no prasiddhi at all for the composer of Vedas, then we are imagining that there is a composer and the composer is not known to us, and there are various composers or one composer, then that has to be assumed. Like, you know, okay, somebody may say, oh, there are various composers. Somebody may say there's only one composer. If there are various composers, how can the ideas be consistent? Maybe the composer A may say something different from or it goes against the composer B. So if there are multiple composers, they can contradict each other. And all the multiple composers exist, but they don't contradict each other, it may, should be another assumption. Or there's only one composer, that should be an assumption. So all these problems arise. And Paramatma himself, like in Bhagavad Gita, says, Vedai sarve rahameva vedyo, Vedanta krut veda videva saham. He says, when it comes to Vedanta, that is Brahma Mimamsa, I compose Brahma Mimamsa. But Vedavith, I am only known by the Vedas. I did not compose them. If Paramatma himself says that he did not compose, and then we say somebody has composed it other than Paramatma, and he should be even more dependable than Paramatma himself. Paramatma says, I did not compose, and nobody composed. And if we make an assumption that Paramatma is wrong, that should be another assumption. And somebody else composed, that's another assumption. So these multiple assumptions have to be made. So that is what is called Kalpana Gaurava. So akalpanecha akartutvam siddhameva. If that kind of kalpana, imaginations are not done, if we stop doing imaginations, then akartukatva, one simple factor which is prasiddhi already, because whenever these Vedas are passed on from generation to generation, a teacher, when he tells his shishya, this is the Vedic text, and the guru says, there is no composer. The guru says, there is a composer, but I don't know. Nobody says that. The Veda tradition has everywhere, like, you know, as far as we can go back, every preacher, every teacher tells his shishya that these Vedas are authorless. It has no author. That's how the tradition has come through. So it's not only that akartrutva is prasiddhi, kartrutva is aprasiddhi. That means authorlessness is well established for Vedas, and authoredness, having an author, is not known anywhere. So both sides, it has been taken care, and still something lingers into the minds of people. Actually, when we started the discussion, that question was popped up, and that question is put forth in the next segment. So here says, Acharya says, Naja Laukika Vakyavata, this is like in page 134 in the book. Probably in the PDF file, it might be page 120 or 110 or somewhere between 110 and 120, probably around that time. The Mula, Acharya's words, it says, Nacha Laukika Vakyavat Sakartrukatvam Tasya Akartrukatva Prasiddhi Abhavat. So Purupaksha will not give up at that point. It says, hey, just because something is not known, like, you know, there is no prasiddhi for this, the Kalpana Gaurava, all these arguments you are bringing. But still, all the Vedic scriptures, the Vedic texts, they are in the form of a sentence. If a sentence has to be formed, then the sentence has an author. That is our experience, Laukika Vakya. Just as a Laukika Vakya or a worldly text, if there is something in the form of a good sentence, the sentence structure has to be made by somebody. Like a Laukika Vakya, Vedas also have sentences. So the sentence structure has to be done by somebody. So this is what it is. So just like a Laukika text has a sentence, it has a composer who constructed the sentence, then the Vedic sentence has to be constructed by somebody. It cannot be on its own. It cannot come as authorless text. So this objection is brought. Acharya says, Nacha Laukika Vakyavat Sakartrukatvam. Just because Laukika Vakya is Sakartrukatva, this is not like a Laukika Vakya. Tasya Akartrukatva Prasiddhi Abhavat. This Prasiddhi argument is a very powerful argument. What Acharya means, because Acharya's sentences are very, very pithy. They are like so condensed, and it will not give a complete flow. So let us see what Tika Rayaru, Jaitiyataru says. So Tika Rayaru, Tika Elhi Geltar. So this is how it is. Yevam Vedasya Akartrukatve Anumanam Abhidaya Tatsthemne Anukula Tarkaha Api Abhitaha. What it means is, Yevam, in this manner, Vedasya Akartrukatve, in case of, in the matter of authorlessness of the Vedas, Vedasya Akartrukatve, Vedas or unauthored. In this aspect, anumanam abhidhaya, a logical proposition is made. A logical proposition is made, and for giving the support to that logical proposition, that stemne means sthiratvaya. For establishing that laukik position, or rather that position, what is that position? Anukula tarkaha api abhihitaha. A convenient logic is presented. What is the logic? You know, when we did Pramana Paddhati or Pramana Lakshana, we took an example. Parvato Vahniman Dhumavatvat Mahanasavad. A full logical proposition. It will have a structure where a Hetu is given, and from the Hetu, a Sadhya is concluded, and how the Hetu leads to the Sadhya, that is given or supported by an example. What we call a reason or cause and the effect chain. This cause can lead to this effect, or this logical position will lead to another logical position. Just like, and so on, so example. That's the approach. For example, parvataha, now the paksha, that means the point of discussion where we are looking, the paksha or the point of discussion. Here is Parvata. We are talking about a mountain. Parvato Vahniman. The mountain has a fire. This is a conclusion. A conclusion is made that the mountain is on fire. Why? What made you to come to that conclusion? If somebody asks, Parvato Vahniman Dhumavatvat. Dhumavatva is the Hetu. Because there is a smoke on the mountain, I am saying that it has a fire. How do you know? Just because there's a smoke, there's fire. Maybe there's smoke and no fire. How do you know? Maybe there's a smoke on the mountain, but still maybe there's no fire. How do you know? Means no, because in my kitchen, if there's no fire, I never get a smoke. Whenever I get a smoke, I know that there's fire. A known example is given here in a kitchen. Whenever there's a fire, smoke is there or not is a question. But whenever there is smoke, definitely there is fire. There is not a single situation when there is smoke but no fire. That means nobody made any fire but the smoke came. That never happened. But other way around can happen. That means there is a fire. For example, hot iron rod. Hot iron rod is there. It has a fire, a lot of fire, but still there is no smoke. So what causes the smoke is the fire and ardra indana. That means the wetness. There is a moisture. So the moisture makes the smoke come up. Because in mountains, a lot of moisture, even atmosphere can have moisture. A lot of moisture is there. So the moisture and the fire together can give rise to smoke. So whenever there is smoke, the fire definitely is there. But fire is there, but there is no moisture. Then the smoke will not come like a hot iron rod. So the logical conclusion is because there is smoke, there is fire. This is a logical statement. And this logical statement is justified or is substantiated by an example. Mahanasa is a kitchen. Like in a kitchen, I perceive in the kitchen that there is fire that caused the smoke. So whenever I see the smoke, I know, oh, hey, there's a fire. That's why the smoke came. I could conclude. And here in case of a mountain, we can see smoke. We can't see the fire. So what we can see is a logical supplier. It supplies us the position. And from that, we conclude that there is smoke. So dhumavatvat, because there is smoke, vahniman, there is fire. Where? Parvataha. Parvata has a fire because of smoke, like in a kitchen. This is a logical proposition. The same logical proposition can be brought by a Purapakshin. He says, Asiddham Vedasya Apramita Kartrukatvam. So, Vedasya Apramita Kartrukatvam Asiddham. That means it is not established. Apramita means Pramana Purvaka Kartrukatva. If somebody says there is a Kartru because of this Pramana, Veda has an author and there is a Pramana for that, if anybody says it is Asiddham, no. That means there is no Pramana that can establish the Kartrukatva otherness for the Vedas. It is Asiddha. If we say that, the Purapakshin comes and says, no, I'll tell you there is. Maybe there's no Pratyaksha, there's no Agama Pramana. I don't believe in Agama Pramana. You say Agama Pramana, so I don't believe in that. For me, Anumana Pramana. You say Anumana, I accept, right? Anumana Pratyaksha based or Agama based Anumana, I accept. I will give you a Pratyaksha based Anumana. What is that? Vedaha Sakartrukaha. Parvata. Veda is the Paksha here, like a Parvata. Mountain, Veda. correspond each other. Mount Parvataha Vahniman. Mountain has fire. Veda has Kartrukaha. Veda has an author. Why? Dhumavatvat, because there is smoke in case of a mountain. Here it has an author. Why? Because Vakyatvat, there is a sentence. Because there is a sentence, it must have an author. So Vakyatvat Sakartrukaha. So Dhumavatvat is similar to Vakyatvat. Vahniman is same as Sakartrukaha. Vedaha Sakartrukaha Vakyatvat. Mahanasavat, like in a kitchen. What about here drushtanta? What is drushtanta here? Laukika vakyavat. Mahanasavat, laukika vakyavat. Iti anumanena. Ityadi. Now we can make many, but at least take this one. Ityadi anumanena. Like this kind of a logical statement. Veda kartruhu pramitatvat. Now we said no pramana. Look, there's a pramana. Veda has a karta. It has an author. This is can be pramitatvat. I can give you a pramana for that. A logical proposition. This is a logical proposition. Just as you say parvato vahiman dhumavatvat mahanasavat. I say veda sakartrukaha vakyatvat laukika vakyavat. So we have everything. Perfect logical statement. Why not? Then that is a tata. For that acharya says tata nacha laukika iti. Hey, there's a problem here. Because when you say mahanasavatu kitchen we have seen. What we have seen? It is prasiddhi is there. That there is fire. Then that gave the smoke. That prasiddhi is there. Like that laukika vakya if you take. Laukika vakya there's a prasiddhi. Nacha laukika iti. But this is vedasya vakyatvadi hetuna anumeyam iti seshaha. If you say vedasya vakyatvad, Veda has a sentence because of this ityadi hetuna, because of these reasons, anumeyam, this kind of anumana can be done. If you say that, no. What we have an objection, what is the objection? Tasya laukika vakyasya sakartrukattvam iti vartate. In case of a laukik sentences, if suppose you say a piece of paper in which a poem is written, something is written and the author is not written. No author's name is mentioned. The moment we see that poem, we say, hey, somebody wrote this poem. It's a nice, beautiful poem. Even if we don't know the author, we conclude, hey, somebody wrote this poem. That's a natural statement. But a Vedic person, a person who teaches, who has this tradition of following the Vedas, he says, the moment he sees a Vedic sentence, oh, somebody must have composed this Vedic sentence. He doesn't say, oh, this has been passed on for my gurus and they said there's no author. And I am also telling you people that there's no author. So it is, this sakartrukatva is well known in case of a laukik sentence. So your drushtanta doesn't work. Pakshikutasya, what is pakshikuta here? That means whatever is made into a paksha, a point of discussion. What is the point of discussion? Veda. Pakshikutasya vedasya tu. Akartrukatva prasiddhimatvat akartrukatvam astu iti vakyaseshaha. In the case of Vedas, akartrukatva prasiddhi is there. That means authorlessness is well known in case of Vedas. Whoever follows the tradition of Vedas, passing on the Vedas from generation to generation, as long as one can go back, maybe 1, 2, 10, 100,000, many generations they go back, every time somebody said, hey, every teacher said it to his disciple, these Vedas are authorless. It has no author. Nowhere a Vedic preacher, a genuine Vedic preacher who followed the tradition, nowhere he said, hey, there must have been some author there. Nobody said that. Of course, Indologists may say, somebody may say, people like, you know, whoever loose people on the street may say, but the Vedic tradition followers, nobody says that Veda is authored. So when it comes to Indologists, they say, okay, it came 1,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. Kalpana Gaurava, one person says 4,000, one person says 2,000 only, 2,000 years ago Vedas came. Somebody says 5,000, somebody says 3,000, somebody 10,000, somebody says 15,000. Everybody comes up with a number. Some number from the top of their head. So we're not talking about those people who are making just an assumption, wild assumptions. So absolutely no tradition has this. Okay, at some point, people had knowledge of author for the Vedas, but it was lost at some point and people started saying no author. There is no such record. Nowhere it is mentioned. So all this can be assumptions, simple guessworks. That's all. But there's absolutely nothing. So that's why idam uktam bhavati, what has been told is vakyatvadau samane api. Yes, agreed. Vakyatva has samanatva. That means Vedas, Vedic sentences have vakyatva or sentenceness, and the sentence structure is there in worldly works. The sentence structure is there in Vedic works. Both of them have structure of sentence. So in vakyatva, they have samanatva. They are equal in that aspect. But laukika vakyasya aveda vakyatva. So, but the vakyatva of the laukika and the vakyatva of Veda, there is difference. What is the laukika vakyasya aveda vakyatva? Veda vakyatva and the laukika vakyatva are different. What the difference means? Laukika vakyatva has a inherent tendency or what we call tradition, that anybody who sees a laukika vakya, hey, somebody must have constructed. Immediately it goes with that. So that laukika vakyatva has the inherently that natural conclusion that this has must have been composed by somebody. But Veda vakyatva, it does not have that kind of automatic conclusion, is not there. So that's why if somebody says, okay, laukika vakyasya aveda vakyatvat sakartrukam astu asyatu vedatvad akartrukatvam bhavati iti ashankayam bhadaka abhavena aprayodakatvat na evam anumatavyam iti. Look at this. Very subtle point. What it is, okay, just let us accept there is a sentence structure here, there is a sentence structure. Just accept that this has a sakartrukatva. That means Vedas are authored. Then this Vedatvad akartrukatvam bhavatu ityashankayam. So akartrukatva, now if we say, you know, like, you know, two positions, this authoredness, unauthoredness for Vedas. When we accept authoredness for Vedas, there are many badhakas. As I told you before, one badhaka is there, if very Vedic statement is authored, then there is no Vedic statement, or no, sorry, rather, there is no structure in the world which gives dharma adharma vishaya, that we went through before. So dharma adharma, nothing is there that gives it. Prayojakatva, they, what is that you are achieving? And the people, whoever is arguing, hey, Veda has an author, Veda has an author, what are they achieving? There is no prayojana for them. Aprayojakatva, so there is no prayojana for them. And that is why that kind of a anumana, logical conclusion statement, should not be made. Whereas the one who accepts akartrukatva for Vedas, this will be supported. This is supported by the statement by, like, for example, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and also the Vedic statements themselves. A lot of places, the Vedics, you know, we say we started self-reliance. It's not a self-reliance, it's self-declaration. In the sense, the Vedas proclaim that these are the very breathing of Paramatma. Paramatma breathes the Vedas. That means he is eternal. He breathes the Vedas. That means he is propounding the Vedas. So for the prayojana of the world, for the benefit of the world, the Vedas are presented. So the God is protecting the eternality of the Vedas. It's not just as he protects Nityatva. Dravyam karma cha kala cha svabhavo jiva eva cha yad anugrata santi na santi yadpekshaya. We talk about this sloka. Whatever eternal things are there, he is protecting the eternality of that. Same way, he is protecting the eternality of the Vedas. So, the Vedas have a prayojana and the Vedas have the eternality. Paramatma himself said, I did not compose the Vedas, and there is no prasiddhi or no known factor established anywhere that the Vedas have been authored by somebody. All this together will make it that this logical proposition that is done by the Purapakshin does not hold good, because the drushtanta, what we call sadhana vaikalya, we talk, you know, in the logical proposition, we talk about an expression called vaikalya, like sadhya vaikalya, sadhana vaikalya, vyapti vaikalya, means something that does not hold good. Vaikalya based on vikala, it gets broken. If sadhana is broken, we say sadhana vaikalya, that means hetu is not okay. Or if sadhya, the conclusion is broken, we say, for example, something we say, yatra vahnihi tatra dhumaha, wherever there is fire, there is smoke, that will be broken by a counter example, like a hot iron rod. So wherever there is fire, there is smoke, is broken by, that means here, what is the vaikalya? The vaikalya is sadhya vaikalya. That means you cannot say, just because there is fire, there is smoke, you cannot say. Fire is there, yes, but smoke may not be there. Maybe there, may not be there. So there the sadhya vaikalya, that means in some cases sadhya is there, some cases sadhya is not there. So this is the thing, you know, where something is broken. In this case, the drushtanta is broken. The drushtanta that is given, laukika vakya, does not form a good drushtanta, because you have to bring another one which has a prasiddhi, where the prasiddhi is like, you know, akartrukatva prasiddhi is there, just as the Veda has akartrukatva prasiddhi. Bring something else which has akartrukatva prasiddhi. Then the examples, then it says, okay, then the logic will be Vedaha akartrukaha vakyatve api, something else like Bhagavaniva. We can accept that, the you know, like wherever we see somebody in the world, we say he is born to somebody. We see anything, he comes out of somebody. Somebody has given birth to the person. We go back and Paramatma comes in. And logic, if we go by logic, hey, Paramatma should have been come from somebody else. So we cannot accept that Paramatma has nobody, no precedence, is eternal. We cannot accept, because we don't see any eternal person on earth or eternal entity, an eternal living being. So Paramatma also should have come from somebody. If we say that logic, no, the logic doesn't hold. Paramatma is eternal. So if we can accept the eternality of Paramatma, that there can be a being who does not have any origin, who is beginningless, if we are willing to accept that, why not we accept that there is a text which Paramatma himself has declared that it is authorless and beginningless? Why can't we accept this proposition also? So it is drushtanta, if you give, that drushtanta has to hold. Like this drushtanta is well good, like, you know, just as there is no doer for Vedas, or rather just as there is no doer for Paramatma, there is no doer for the Vedas also. In spite of, you know, Vakyatva is there or not is irrelevant. If we can accept that Paramatma is akartru, or there is no creator for Paramatma, it has no creator, then Vedas also can exist without a creator. There is another uncreated entity, just like Paramatma, Vedas are. So Paramatma can be given as a drushtanta as far as uncreatedness is concerned. But the comparison is only for uncreatedness, only to that extent. So Vedas sakartrukatva cannot be concluded based on the sakartrukatva or the authorness of the laukic sentence. That will not suffice, because there is a prasiddhi for Vedas being akartruka, but there is no prasiddhi for laukika vakyas being akartruka. So there is a difference between the two. So here there is a drushtanta vaikalya is there. So nacha sadhya drushtanta yoho dharma vikalpena prati pratyasthanad vikalpa samakhyam jati uttaram etaditi shankaniyam. So basically what, you know, whatever I explained so far, that's what it's saying. So just because, you know, sadhya drushtantayoho dharma vikalpena, sadhya is what? Sadhya is we are concluding that Vedas are sakartruka, that is the sadhya. But that dharma, if dharma is what? If dharma is, it has to establish what we call anaditaha dharma adharma vyavasthapana, it has to do. That is its property, but that does not match with the sakartrukata. So sadhya is conflicting with the property of the Vedas. That is why we cannot go in that direction. So that kind of a thing cannot happen. So this is basically how the Purapaksha statement is taken in the form of a logical proposition or aphorism, and it is countered with the logical approach that Acharya puts forth, and Tikarayar explains that there is a problem here. You cannot make such a logical conclusion because of the prasiddhi, aprasiddhi, and also Kalpana Gaura and all the other aspects that we have discussed so far. And here I stop so that I can allow for the question and answer. And we will continue with further discussions on that in the next class.